Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
The Shaft and Lethal Drive have teamed up to bring you the best Minecraft SMP experience in the world with lightning-fast custom control panels, expert support and sales team, all from an approved host of MinecraftForum.net. LethalDrive.com, the cutting edge in game servers. Get yours today at LethalDrive.com/theshaft. And be sure to use the coupon code THESHAFT, all one word.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled. And all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 76, recorded on April 1st, 2012. Howdy there, I'm Brent Copeland.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. Welcome back to another glorious episode.
Where's what happened to Wes Wilson?
He quit the show forever.
Oh, well, we'll tell you more about that later in the news. It's sad, we know, but we'll let you know more about it. We also want to let you know that the show is sponsored and brought to you by Netflix, where you can watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your PC, Mac, iPad, iPhone, or TV instantly. They're all streamed instantly to you by Netflix, saving you time, money, and hassle. For your free 30-day trial, go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty. And there's no apostrophe in that.
Yeah.
So, we also have a special guest today.
Yes.
I'm going to butcher this, Sasha Varell.
Yep, yeah. That's dead on.
Awesome. Now, you are a big part of the MinecraftForum.net. Can you tell us more about what you do there?
Mainly what I do is I write front page content. I produce some of the videos for an independent channel that the company sponsors, but I control. I try to do mainly focus on mods, texture packs, that kind of thing. You know, stuff that people have done that I think other people would be interested in, but maybe they haven't heard of yet.
Very cool.
Excellent.
So we got, did y'all do any April Fool's jokes today?
On the site, no. I thought about it for a long time, and I couldn't think of anything that would make people mad, so I just gave up.
Yeah, you've got to watch out on the forums. If you say the wrong thing at the wrong time, people aren't scared to jump down your throat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's only good for one day, too. I mean, if you made a post, and it was totally wacky or whatever, I mean, if you don't remove it the next day, you'll hear about it over and over in the comments. Oh, my God. Oh, this late. It's old. It's, you know. Yeah. So it's tough.
Are you really turning this into the Pong Forum?
Yeah, no doubt. That'd be awesome. Yeah, that's a good one. You should have did that one. Oh, anyway.
Well, before we go on further and talk to Sasha Varell, let's go ahead and talk about our sponsors for the show. We have a few sponsors today, and if you want to sponsor our show, you can actually go to deadworkers.com/sponsor. It's just $10 to get your message heard all across the world, the universe even. I hear they listen to us on Mars.
Yeah, they do.
Not sure. But anyway, so today we have Gudadak, who says...
Gudadak says... A bunch of weird symbols. I can't translate. You know, this is the second week in a row we've had some weird stuff, so...
From now on, if we get weird stuff like that, we just say weird characters.
Some alien...
We just don't say anything.
Yeah.
We're going to shut this down right now.
Maybe he's looking
for the
bathroom.
Yeah. And we also have Chillin' Little, who says...
Hello and welcome... To drivel with Spencer.
I'm not sure what that means. And Crommy, who says...
Lol?
Woo! It's going to PAX East, brother!
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 So he's going to PAX East. Are you going, Sasha Varell?
No, I've got so much to do here, I wouldn't have time, unfortunately. But I was looking forward to it at one point.
I want to go.
Isn't that like in a week or something? A week or two?
Yeah, it's not far off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. You want to go, too, don't you, Eric?
Yeah.
I do, too. It's like, too late, even if, I don't know, someone paid us to do it.
I know, yeah. Even if we had the funds and stuff, yeah.
So, yeah. No PAX East
this year. I thought it was during DragonCon. Am I wrong?
Is that PAX West?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so once again, we miss PAX East.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah.
No, they miss us.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Touche.
Pull the ego out early in the show. That's how I like to see it happen.
So what happens, you know, during the episode 76.
You
know, on April Fool's Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, well, let's get back to Sasha. I'm going to call you Sasha for short because I don't like long words. They scare me. So you've been, how long have you been working at the MinecraftForum.net?
Let's see. Officially, I think it started in August of 2011, but I've been around ever since late 2010.
It was
probably late 2011 where I actually got officially involved in the process of day-to-day affairs with content.
Okay. Let's see. What else we got?
So how do you what are all your sources? Like what's your process of writing things? And you don't have to give away any secrets or whatever, but like how long do you spend on this kind of thing? Like run us through like a typical day. How about that?
All right. Well, that's fairly easy. With the news post, it really depends on what's going on. If let's say to cite the Mojang hitting 25 million registered users incident. I had heard about that a little bit earlier, and I was kind of prepared for it in advance.
We need one of these. Yay!
I actually wrote up an article in advance about a day and a half ahead of time, prepared for it, and just ready to post as soon as the number actually hit. And then, go through all the wording. And it's funny, when I write, I don't really have a process, except I just kind of shoot from the hip, really. I don't have an editor. I am the editor. Yeah. So I just kind of write whatever comes to mind, go back, clean it up, make sure it's spelled correctly and everything, and then it's just posted whenever it's time to post it.
Nice.
Very cool. And it's kind of cool because I work for Curse, and do you work directly for Curse or?
Yeah.
And I'll be working and something will happen on the forums that like I've got to go fix,
Oh, yeah.
And so it's kind of cool being working together with Sasha. I actually just got his Skype in at work when we were getting this ready. Not that I was doing any of this work at work. I mean, I would never do that.
They're separate.
Yeah, separate completely. No, Donovan was actually in the office. Was it last week? I think it was last week. And so I got to see him and talk to him. He does a lot with the YouTube stuff, so that was really cool.
Yeah,
you're in the Huntsville office, right?
Yeah, down here in the south in Huntsville. Yeah. Where are you from?
Waco, Texas. Funny enough.
Oh,
not that far away.
That's cool.
Yeah, I heard of that place. You get that a lot.
It's a lot more boring than most people think. You always hear about cults and weirdness going on, but it's really quiet here. It's a college town mostly.
I was talking about the college. There's a cult there?
Well, there might not be anymore. I think there used to be at one point. The running joke about Waco is there's plenty to do here. If you go 2 hours north, you got Dallas. If you go 2 hours south, you got Austin. Plenty to do.
That's actually funny because that's actually Huntsville in a nutshell. I mean, there's not really much to do here, but 2 hours north, you go to Nashville.
Nashville or
two
Atlanta.
Two or three to the east, you go to Atlanta. Anyway.
Or you can go to... what is that place to gamble in Mississippi?
That would be Tunica.
Tunica. Yeah. The closest casino we got around here.
Well, yeah. Isn't it? Sort of. I think so. I don't know.
5 hour drive?
Yeah. Okay, so. Our journeys. Should we say it more since Wes isn't here to yell at us?
Our journeys.
Journeys.
Journey. This
So we've got a big journey this week.
We did. We did.
Did we? You act all confused. Tell me what you did this week.
Yeah. Okay. Sasha. You're talking to?
I was talking to you, but Sasha can go first.
Right?
I did.
Kind of an ambiguous question.
Yeah.
Train wreck.
You go first, Sasha. What'd you do this week?
Well, I put together a couple videos for content, one of which people have already seen, the second episode of Dark Room. Wrote up some stuff, got the news ready for it. It was admittedly kind of a slow news week, but I'm looking forward to a lot of stuff that Mojang's putting up here pretty soon. The 1.25 update's coming up pretty fast. Yeah. And they've got the mod API, which I can't talk about as much as I'd like, but I can tell you that I think people will like it a lot more than they think they will. And I'm starting to turn my eye personally toward indie games, too. Maybe doing videos for those as well, just other ones besides Minecraft.
That's cool.
So you like the indie stuff?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot easier, I think, to connect with the community that way. It's less... I guess it's less formal, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I was thinking about starting a new website, but it wasn't going to be on games. It was going to be on Siri. from the iPhone. Siri? Is that sad?
What?
Like, there's so many cool things that you can do with Siri. But, you know, we don't need to go into that because this is not a Siri podcast. But yeah. It's coming soon.
Coming soon. Not you really. Heard it here, yeah.
Not really. So what have you been doing, Eric?
Okay, so this week, finished up Epic Jump Map by Bottle40. And it was a crazy, wacky little parkour map. I'm thinking about doing the second one. There's a sequel to it, but I kind of want to bring in Brent and Wes somehow. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I'll join you. I'll do some jumping.
You know, and I don't know.
Do I have different magic abilities? Are you going to sign them to me, or do I make them up?
We can all have different spells and different abilities and stuff like that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then also we kind of rearranged a little bit. We have a podcast studio that we record in right now, and then we have our offices. And before we were recording all of our adventures and Minecraft videos in our office. We had a microphone, you know, on each workstation. Anyway, now we've consolidated so we can sit here in our chairs as we are right now doing the podcast and record our adventures. And it's a lot better because the sound is everything's hooked up. We can see each other really well across the table, and so we're getting geared up to just like pump out a ton of this cool stuff.
Cause, pump
I
it
mean,
out.
There's so many maps we want to get to, and we feel like. I don't know. I feel like we're going too slow. We need to ramp it up.
Well, and we need to get Sasha Varel into some of the adventure maps, too. We've talked about it in the past, but we just have such a hard time, like, getting people on. Because we just, like, do it at the last minute. We're like, hey, you gonna record? Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
And so,
right now. Come on.
Yeah, so we need to either just have, like, Skype ready and check. And then look for the... Because there's a couple people that we're trying to get into some maps. But soon... Big trademark symbol. After
big
it.
Trademark symbol. But the new one we started recording with our new setup is Kingdom of the Sky 2, The World Burns.
So when can people expect the first one out?
This week. I've been working on the first episode and the intro and all the assets and everything. So this week, we're going to launch that. So look for that.
And that's going to be another long one, like 15 episodes.
Maybe. Yeah. Because I think the map is about 4.5 to 5 hours of gameplay.
Yeah. And the episodes are usually 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah. So that roughly translates to about 13 episodes. So we'll see.
Yeah. I'm not sure about your math, but I'm sure it's correct.
Well, of editing, you know, cutting out stupid stuff. Okay. You know. Yeah. Because, you know, if we mess around for 30 minutes trying to figure out a puzzle, I'm going to snip that, yank it right out. And
we
make
edit
it
out?
And make it look like we're geniuses.
Well, why haven't you done that in the past?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to start doing that.
Because apparently in the past you just made us look stupid.
The editing studio of Galil.
That's right. Which, we are working on a Galil too, but I don't want to say too much about it. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, you should say working on, because that already makes it sound like we're, like,
we're
thinking about it and writing and doing weird stuff.
We're preparing ourselves.
Like
mentally.
The first Galil was like, Eric just said, "Hey Brent, look at this horrible map that someone did. It's the worst map in the world." Well, Ron Smalek said it first.
Yeah.
So let's point that out. And we get on there and we're like, "Yeah, let's do a thing." And 5 minutes later, it was weird. Yeah.
So. I guess that's really it. I've been checking out a couple of adventure maps too, just by myself, just to see. Creeper Invasion looks really cool. We should look into doing that too.
Okay.
Anyway, just a couple of things like that. So
getting prepped. That's what you've been doing. Prep.
Getting prepped.
It's like a good chef.
That's right.
The design phase. This is the idea, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, that's cool. Well, I've actually been moving this week. So I've moved into an apartment.
Yeah.
And I'm getting that all ready, and it's been, I haven't lived alone in like ever, really.
Ever.
Like, but anyway, so like moving in, there's just little things like you don't have like internets, and it sucks. Like not having internets and like not like any way to get them. Like my phone is like barely gets signal in there. And anyway.
Yeah.
And then like this morning I went to go cook breakfast, you know, and I like get out my eggs, I get my eggs ready, and I got some microwave bacon and microwave sausage just cause I'm lazy and those are easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I turn around to stick it into the microwave and I'm like, oh, like I don't know where crap is yet. Right. Cause just moved in. So I turn back around and I'm like, oh no, I just don't have a microwave.
I did the same thing when, like, I moved into mine too, and I was like, oh, now I have all this food I can't cook.
Like, it came with a huge oven. Like, why not a $40 microwave?
I know, yeah.
You know, because I'm going to use that so much more than an oven. Like, jeez.
How did the eggs get good internet, though?
Yeah. Just rub them together and throw them in.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
So, at least 3 bars that way.
So I couldn't eat. I had to put everything back in the fridge and be sad. And so I ate on the way here instead.
Oh, okay.
But since I don't have internets, I'm not able to start my recording out there until I get that done and streaming. So that'll come later. I'm going to do some recording down here. I just got in the beta for Mista Panda, which is the WoW expansion, and Diablo 3.
Yeah, that's a score.
So I plan to do some recording on that and get those out this week. Last week was really just spent getting moved. I mean, I'm getting ready to move and stuff. So,
are people going to weird out if they start seeing like WoW and Diablo videos on our channel? I'm hoping they don't. We'll see.
It's not like
we'll
we're
going
to put less Minecraft stuff on there.
Right, exactly. This will just
expanding borders, that's all.
Yeah, it'll just fill in all the gaps, you know?
Yeah, we love filling in gaps.
We're gap fillers.
Yeah. We're like that silicone stuff you put in cracks and walls.
Yeah.
Sounds like the introduction to
a
film. You know, the cable guy shows up saying he's filling cracks and so on and so forth.
It's PG, dude. Don't be talking about caulk on here.
Caulk. Anyway.
Yeah. So, Wes, how was your week?
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
I can't even do it with a straight face.
All right. The news this week, see? Minecraft in the short and long term.
So what is this about here? This week, Jeb tweeted that the Minecraft team that had met up this week to discuss the future of Minecraft, both in short and long term.
And so a lot of this has to do with the modding API would be developed openly by Mojang.
Yep.
And that'll make sure that they get a bunch of feedback, which is necessary, I think, to make the community happy.
Yeah. I think that's really smart to do it openly.
Mm-hmm. And I assume Bucket Team's going to be involved in that quite a bit.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, the old Bucket Team had a meeting with them. And you know a bunch of these little secrets, don't you, Sasha, but you can't say anything?
I know enough. That's all I can really say about
that. It's totally going to rock.
Yeah, I think it will, honestly. I think at first there's probably going to be a transition phase where people are trying to get used to using an API when they haven't for so long, but I really think they'll be happy with what they're offering with that. It looks promising.
Right. Excellent.
I know you're excited about it, Eric. You've been waiting for the API since, I don't know, like birth.
Yes, since I was born.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So what else? They had the 1.2.5 pre-release came out Friday.
Oh, that's right.
What is that? What is that, Eric?
They were going to do the snapshot deal, but they found some bugs and some things that they really wanted to fix. So instead of putting a snapshot out or putting out 1.2.5 because it'll break mods, they put a pre-release 1.2.5. That way it'll get all the mod makers and everything a little time so that they can fix everything, you know, get everything compatible before 1.2.5 officially hits.
And they did some bug fixes and some tweaks to the game, right?
Yeah.
They fixed the generation that sometimes crashed the game.
Yeah.
Land generation, yeah. That also, they made it a point to go after the ghost TNT again.
Oh, yeah. The ghost TNT blocks.
So do you think they fixed it?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
Good. And so, and I hear ocelots won't make you as mad once they're tame. They won't sit on your bed and stuff.
Yeah, they're a little less obtrusive, I guess you'd put say.
I think they should have just put in a new ability and just like kick cat. Like, they shouldn't have like changed the behavior.
That's right. Just like in King's Quest 3. Right?
Just like
kick
it.
Cats.
I think just like it. Except for the graphics are a little better. Wait, are they?
Yeah,
I guess it was, huh?
Yeah, when you were going through like magic school or whatever and the wizard was teaching you and you went into his little castle thing and you could do / kick cat. Mm-hmm. And it'd go, because it was PC speaker only, you know?
<That's> like,
anyway.
And finally, stained glass.
Stained Glass. Yay, finally.
So, looking ahead beyond Wednesday's release, Jeb announced that in response to a vast swath of requests from Minecrafters, possibly the Shaft, huh? Stained Glass would at last be available to give a fancy touch to people's buildings.
For the win.
Let's see, and who is this? An interview with Olaf Prilo? Olaf of the Norwegian Minecraft podcast, Oxylin. Jeb said that although glass won't have decorative patterns, players will have the same colors available to them as for wool.
Wow. Right. Yes.
So that being 1.2.6. That's pretty awesome.
1.2.6. This is exclusive stuff you're only going to hear right here on the Shaft.
Or Oxylin.
Or Oxylin.
Which is where it was announced first.
But, yeah. But you probably heard it here first anyway. So let's give it a big round of applause. Yay. So.
Got a two-gun pig salute.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And here's one. You want to tell us about this one since you did a full story on it for us, the 25 million users?
25 million registered users after all this time. I mean, the game's only been out, what, not quite 3 years now? If you want to go all the way back to 09 when it was officially, when I say officially, started.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are 25 million people plus now who have registered to play the game. A lot of them who don't have the, what I guess what we would call the full version, will play the creative mode on the site directly. But that is just a phenomenal number of people to me. I've known, you know, big titles that sold in stores that didn't even come close to those numbers. It's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, World of Warcraft doesn't even.
Yeah, how many do they have? Right? Like 12 or.
I mean, they've gone down to like 10, I think, now, or maybe even under 10.
Oh, yeah.
Dang, they're
I heard they were giving away 80s now.
They are.
They gave me 280s. I got I pooped out 280s this week, or last week. I've been playing it again. Because, I mean, the Scroll of Resurrection, that was a good deal. So now I got a mage. I leveled from level 9 to level 80.
That's amazing.
Hey, I like that. Yeah,
no, do you really?
And then a rogue, too. My twink rogue, remember that? Well, this is not a WoW podcast, so.
Well, it is now. We meant to tell people. We're changing the Shaft to,
yes.
It's going to be a smithing and, is it mining and... World of Warcraft 2, is that the ability? It's a mining podcast.
Yeah, with a little tailoring thrown in, just for fun.
See, our April Fool's gags suck.
A Crossroads cast?
Yeah. We do have Crossroads chat.
Yeah, that's right.
The Baron's chat.
That's right. Okay.
Okay, so, what's this next one from EA's Richard Helaman? Minecraft's future depends on more than just Mojang.
Mojang.
That was an interesting one, yeah.
Did you read this interview?
Yeah, I did. I'm kind of 50-50 on that one, honestly. I think I understand what the guy was trying to do. He wanted to present that Mojang would probably have an easier time if they were properly sponsored by a producer. But, you know, somewhere in all that, you kind of felt the undercurrent of, we could make a lot of money off them if, you know, they would just hop on Origin and, you know, we could sell Minecraft and do their mod API and all that stuff. I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence about that one.
Well, I love Notch's response, who said in Twitter, I believe, I'm sure EA is very successful at monetizing games, but the more we don't do what they would do, the happier I am. Hashtag no offense.
Yeah. You know, and it's true. I mean, we would probably, you would definitely have to log into their thing. What is it called again?
Origin,
right. And then you would have all these little microtransactions, I'm sure, to unlock new blocks. Maybe.
Well, I think it would just become part of Skyrim at that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why, okay, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go on. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
I don't know. I mean, I just think it would be a different game. I mean, we would probably see a lot more features and a lot of crazy things happening without the community's input, kind of things like that. You know, it's because, you know, EA and all these. I mean, they're huge, and a lot of times these big companies don't even know what all the departments are doing, you know, and it's just, I don't know, it's just big and impersonal, and they probably just wouldn't take a lot of suggestions from forums and comments on Twitter and stuff like that, you know, like indie developers do, especially Mojang. So it would probably flourish, but it would just be a definitely a different game, you know.
Yeah, I don't
think
know.
It probably would have reached a critical mass at some point when they've got so many customers, they just can't listen to them all. There's no way for them to, even if they want to.
Right, yeah.
And, that's why I really like the Minecraft community. There's, as big as they are, there's still enough communication between them and the developer that they get what they want out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's crazy with 25 million subscribers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or not subscribers, more like users, right? I mean,
yeah.
Well,
there's no reoccurring costs until EA gets a little piece.
That's right. Well, and if you want to, we could probably talk about EA and Mojang for, you know, hours. But instead, why don't you head on over to the Minecraft Scribe, and Astragali has actually put an article up. Dear EA, keep your paws off Mojang. So go over there and take a look at it. We'll, of course, put that in the show notes, or Wes will. Oh, wait, no, he quit. Arrgh! Someone else is going to have to do that.
Rage quit.
So apparently I see that young adult books get Minecraft tie-in. Have you read this yet, Eric?
Weird.
There's an adult novel called The Gift. It's a ghost story thriller ebook, which combines a bunch of multimedia for iOS devices. And it turns out that there's some Minecraft stuff in there.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, this is really weird. I noticed the first thing I heard about this was when Joe Hills started playing a map. So he's showing off the map. Joe Hills and Paul Soares recording a Let's Play. If I understand
Vex
it right.
Vex maps, right?
Yeah, okay. So Vex created the map, and if I understand this correctly, it is a representation of the world in the book, but in Minecraft.
Right. So the books didn't get a tie-in. The Minecraft got a book tie-in.
Right. Okay. So it's the other way around.
So,
and that's okay. How I understand it. If I'm wrong, somebody yell at me in the chat room. But so it's a very weird.
And I guess the only, because I mean that happens all the time. I mean, come on. I mean, everything has a tie-in in Minecraft because it's so easy to do, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, that's not the big news. I guess the biggest news part of this is the fact that Andy Buchanan, who actually was the author, was commissioned Vex to make the map.
Right.
So that's a little different, right?
Oh, okay. I see.
Like if Def Leppard commissioned Vex to make a stadium. Minecraft, that would be a little cooler than someone just making a Def Leppard stadium.
Oh, so it really is a tie-in. It really is an official deal,
I guess,
with the map, because Astragali notes that the book came out first, and Andy wanted a Minecraft as a tie-in, so he wanted that, right? So he commissioned it.
Well, yeah, but to me, a tie-in to the book would be like in the book, like they're talking about Minecraft.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
But to me, that's not what I see. I haven't read the book, and I'm not a young teen, so I'm probably not going to. I'm just being honest here.
Well, the thing is, and Andy is a she.
I think I said that, didn't I?
Oh, did you? Oh. And by the way, if you're like Brent and you don't want to read it, get it on Audible.
Yeah, because I'm sure it's there.
I checked. It is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's definitely
Oh, I thought it was
there.
Like an e-book.
Yeah. No, I mean it's a novel, but I mean you can get it. You know, you can. Well, it's an ebook, right? But it's also voiced.
It's an narrated ebook as well.
It can be read to you, so you don't have to do anything.
Can Siri read it to you?
I don't know.
If it's anyway,
yeah, I guess
so. Siri can see while you're playing Minecraft.
Yeah.
Apparently, we've talked about this way too long.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, so what about... okay, this is a joke, isn't it?
What is?
Mars Effect.
Yeah.
Like, who made Mass Effect? Are they about to sue... Like, yeah, it's not like,
Mars
let's
Effect.
Make Baldur's Gate 1.
Well, see, when I first heard about the name Minecraft, I was kind of worried because I was like, well, it's StarCraft, Warcraft. Like, there's so many games with the word craft in it. This got to be a joke. Or it's just a temporary name and he's going to change it later. But it kept being Minecraft, and it's never going to be changed, so it is what it is. So when you have Mars Effect, is it the same thing?
He's joking.
Or is
this is an April Fool's joke.
Yeah,
this
April
is,
Fool's.
Yes, this is an April Fool's joke.
Mars Effect.
It would be awesome if not. But.
I mean, he said some silly... There's some silly stuff going on the website when you go and look, so... yeah. I don't know. The copyright date is April 1st.
He's just in awe of Mars Effect.
Yeah. So, okay, Basher. Basher, having tried out the Yogbox for himself, has decided to have his loyal goons make his own mod compilation. The pack is called Bash Pack, and it'll be released as soon as the ransom demands are met. That is to say, 100,000 subscribers to his YouTube channel. And at the time of the writing, the subscriber count stands at a little under 69,000. So Basher could use some help. So go to YouTube, and an easy way to get there, instead of typing in YouTube.com and then searching for Basher, blah, 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 just go to YouTube.deadworkers.com, click subscribe there, and then search for Basher. And then while you're on Basher's page, click subscribe.
Yeah.
And then click, should they search for Sasha Varel, or is there a different YouTube channel to find you?
The channel I post all the stuff to is MC Spotlights.
Right,
MC
right.
Spotlights.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, and yeah, we have that one on our feed as well.
On our cool. other channels.
Yeah, on the other
thing,
channels.
Yeah.
So you can just click on that and then hit subscribe there.
Yeah, but the Bash Pack does look really good. If you watch these videos, it looks amazing. The visuals. He's using the armored forgot what it was called. Yogscast spotlighted that this week too. It's basically two-handed weapons and all this stuff. The pack comes with all this visual rendering and shader stuff, so that everything just looks really nice with like bloom and shadows and like waving grass and everything. I mean, motion blur, like when you whip the camera around. I mean, the whole thing is really cool. So I can't wait till that comes out, because I'm gonna jump on it.
Yeah.
I am.
Are you going to break it when you jump on it?
I am.
Okay.
So.
Well, and I guess, see, I think we made Joe Hills mad.
Battle Gear mod. That's what it was. Thanks, BC Dave 46.
I think just to make Joe feel better, Andy, he wanted to everybody know that Andy wrote the Daring Book for Girls series, and she's a New York Times best-selling author and not some random fanfic writer.
Right. Is she in the chat room? Sorry about that, yeah. Andy.
Yeah. Sorry, Andy.
Sorry.
Hi, oh, Andy.
She just typed back, that's okay. Oh, cool. Okay.
Oh, she's going to be on the show?
Yeah. We'll have her on next week.
Okay.
So that's it for the news.
Listener, contributions. Dun, dun.
Dun-dun. The best bumper ever.
Best bumper. And here's the best poem ever. It's from Ubermedic, and it's a poem for you, Eric, so I'm going to read it to you.
Oh, okay. Let me give you a little... okay, go ahead.
You've got to look deep into my eyes when I read this to you. Too bad I got to turn and read it, right? Roses are red. Violets are blue. If you were a Pokemon, I'd choose you.
Yay. Aww.
Keep up the Uber show.
Yay.
From Ubermedic. Thanks, Ubermedic.
That was something special. Thanks.
Wouldn't that also mean Ubermedic wants to trap him in a giant ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, but let's not think about
keep
that.
Keep him in his pocket forever and make him fight other creatures.
Yeah. He wants to be the very best.
What would be your like three abilities, Eric?
My three abilities?
If you were a Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Like anything? I don't know Pokemon specific powers, but I would want to first be able to travel through time.
Time travel. Okay.
And the second one, fly, because flying is just cool.
Okay.
And the third one is to instantly materialize cheese, like mass amounts of cheese whenever I want to.
Okay, so that's your attack power. You picked one attack power, and that was to drop cheese on someone.
Yeah, because I kill the foes, and then I eat the delicious rewards. Once I'm done.
Man, you would suck as a Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
I feel bad for Ubermedic.
Well, yeah. Sorry.
He's going to have to get another one. Okay, you want to tell me what's this from Richard?
Richard! Well, he says, I need a little advice. Recently, one of my friends bought Minecraft Pocket Edition, and we got into a little argument. She thinks that there are teddy bears in Minecraft, while I think she's talking about zombies. How do I get her to believe there are not teddy bears in Minecraft?
I can say, having seen every single item ever put in the game, that there's definitely no teddy bears in the game.
Yes. I mean, there may be one or two
teddy bears. This is like a Herobrine thing,
right?
Oh, wait,
should we be helping him out? Yeah, there's Teddy Brian. There's definitely no teddy bears.
Built one?
Without the use
teddy
of modifications.
Teddy bears were removed in the 1.24 patch, I think.
That's right, yeah, they're removed.
I hear they're putting them back in with stained glass, though.
Oh, 1.26.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Sweet. Can't wait for that.
Okay, we also got something here from Lewis Simi. Do you think this is really Lewis from the Ogscast?
Oh, and he's got some kind of ghost writer name.
I'm Simon.
Okay, and Lewis says, I hate cats. The reasons for this is I tamed them with my big, flappy, raw fish, and then one night I went to sleep, woke up, stepped outside, and I saw three creepers. I had these cats, so I went and tested them out. So I ran towards the creepers, but here's the twist. The three creepers in a single file ran into my house, and then ran into my house. I guess I then ran into my house to kill them. They ran upstairs into my bedroom. What kind of creepers are these?
Yeah.
Anyway, I made my cat sit, ran upstairs, then fought the creepers, and in my bad luck, they blew up my house. And this is why I hate cats. Love the show, guys. Keep it up. So what did the cats do wrong here?
Didn't die for them, I guess. I think it'd be better at the creepers that took this house apart, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some kind of crazy...
I don't really get that one.
The only thing I could think of is maybe he's mad the cat didn't scare the creepers off or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Cats are supposed to do something to creepers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're totally not seeing that. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Creepers are...
We suck.
Yes, are afraid of cats. That's right. And we did a video about that, too. So, yes.
I wasn't there, though. So, I have reasons for being stupid.
So,
other than not being there.
Maybe it was broken for one little version, and then
I would just kill your cats in retribution, and just go on with your life.
That's the only way
in real life. Like if you have cats in real life, I would take them out, put them in a box, and play Schrodinger's cat with them. And no, why? No, Eric's looking at me like I've gone too far.
Oh no, I have a comment here from Astrogali. He said he's trying to use the cats to repel the creepers, but he effectively kept them upstairs.
Oh, because he brought the cats outside.
Yeah,
so it worked. It's just you're stupid. That's so wrong, Eric.
That's right.
Quit talking about
that's
our
right,
fans
yeah.
like that.
Yeah,
it's not nice.
So, don't hesitate to give us a new story. Because we liked that one.
Well, and talking about news stories, our sponsor, Audible, you can go to audibletrial.com/theshaft, get a free 30-day trial, and listen to over 100,000 downloadable titles all across all types of literature and featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. I actually went and saw a movie this week, The Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
It was last week, I think. But it was a decent movie, but everyone, after leaving the theater, said all the same thing, of course. The book was so much better. And there's
I think they just say
a
that.
Series of books.
I think it's a popular thing to say.
I think all books are better than the movies, except for, Lord of the Rings. Sorry, that Tolkien guy kind of sucked. is that how you get a bunch of hatred?
were they thinking that maybe they read the book? Maybe they should have gotten it on Audible. It's you can get this on Audible, The Hunger Games, narrated by Carolyn McCormick, and maybe it's a lot better.
That's what I was going to say. That instead of going and see the movie, go listen to the book.
Yeah.
Or, go listen to the book really loudly while you watch the movie, and the whole time tell people how much the movie sucks compared to the book you're listening to.
Yeah, you'll be popular.
And then
listen to the movie and see the book.
Do it all together. And then send all your friends to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
And also get gift.
Excavation Station.
So, we hit that button every week, and it says the same thing. And then we start talking about stuff, and maybe people don't even know what the segment's about. Do you want to tell them what the segment's about, Eric?
So Excavation Station is a segment about the things you want in the game. And plain and simple, if you write us a
or submit it in the submission
don't write
form.
Us, right?
Don't write us.
Yeah,
we don't like
send
email.
Us
we don't like
postcards
reading.
To our PO box or Telegram, and so we'll,
on a $10 bill. Just yeah. write it on a $10 bill and right. mail it to yeah. 101 Royal Drive, Apartment 711. Isn't that cool? I'm in the 7-Eleven. I'm like in the Quickie Mart.
Is that your
Mart.
Actual apartment?
Yeah, I'm the wow. Quickie Mart. That's my nickname
Weird.
For my apartment.
Huh. Well, that's cool. So you might get some interesting things in your
Oh, yeah. Maybe
mailbox,
that's not
yeah.
a good name for an apartment, is it?
I was going to say, you're the Quickie Mart. Wow.
okay.
So, yeah. So these are this is all the stuff that you want to see in the game.
Oh,
and we'll
God.
Start it off here. By, you know, this guy sent us something already, and his name is Richard. He says, I think that SMP should have server guardians that would be like giant winged griffins or something like that. A player would reserve a location with a command, and the guardian would watch that location. The player would give other people permission to build and destroy blocks in that reserved area. If unauthorized players tried to build or grief there, the server guardian would fly down, pick them up, and destroy the griefer ass. Is that right?
PG, man. PG. No. I think that's an awesome idea. Sort of. Can you say that? Like,
it's kind of weird.
It's kind of a good
trumpets
idea.
Trumpets and fanfare and all that good stuff to go with it. You know,
yeah.
The light beams and...
And it's exactly what Blizzard did in the beta for World of Warcraft. In the areas that like weren't completed yet, since
yeah.
it's an open world, you could run from area to area.
Oh, yeah.
And so what they did is they put these huge, I forget exactly what they were, but they big titans or something. And if you tried to go into those areas, they would kill you, you know. But I could see it if you made a mod like this that kind of tied into, what's the server mod? The protection one.
World Guard.
And it'll start telling you like when people are placing lava and fire
right,
and things
TNT
like that.
And stuff.
Well, how great would it be to have some creature that actually went, instead of just giving you the text, actually went there and then kind of started monitoring the people and so it's like a physical, and it could even look like you, right? So they think, oh, there's a mod like watching me, so I'm going to be good.
Like a bouncer.
But really, it's just your plugin that's over there. So, like, if you're not on or something, then it actually looks like you are. And it could actually put out fires and do things like that.
Oh, yeah.
And break kneecaps, go to people's houses.
That's right.
Take it with your blood.
Or they could, like, ruin your credit.
Yes.
Like, no!
They'll sign up for, like, a free iPad on a website.
That's right.
Put your email in.
They'll steal your identity and go crazy on Amazon.
You get all these bills.
The difference between somebody starting a normal fire, like in a fireplace, or somebody trying to burn someone else's house down.
Are we talking real life?
Guy, like, starting up an oven and then, you know, this giant winged thing comes through and rips him to the ceiling and throws him across the map.
No doubt.
I didn't say it was
cool.
A perfect system.
It's kind of very dramatic. I kind of like that.
Then
it's
people
like
would just be starting fires on purpose just to see
it's like Ed 209.
Dead. Like what?
Ed 209. You ever see RoboCop?
Oh, yeah. Wow, it's been so long.
Yeah.
Someone just told us how old they were.
And then, like, action music. Oh, did we ever even talk about C418 creating action music? Did we talk
yes.
about that? We
yes.
talked about that last week.
Kind of action music, right?
Yeah, like battle music or something.
I mean, I can't wait to hear it because I want to see what calm battle music is like.
Yeah. Well, I guess I just imagined that when the Guardian flies down, there'd be some sort of weird action music or something. Some calm action music.
Yeah. Or Fly to the Valkyries, something
yeah.
like that. Okay, so also we got a submission from Gimpy09870, who basically, when you burn down trees, there's a chance you could get charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not burn down trees.
I mean, that kind of makes sense,
but
right?
But do you want to encourage people to burn down trees? In single play, maybe.
Yeah.
But, like how fast could you ruin your world? Like, ah! Like, everything's on fire.
I mean, I think it's kind of a neat way. I mean, think about it. You still need flint and steel, right?
Yeah.
So, if you already have flint and steel, and you still don't have coal or charcoal, then why not? I don't know. Fire's in the game. I mean, there's you know, plenty of mods that let you turn fire off and stuff. So
yeah. So on SMP, where most people have fire turned off, you just wouldn't have.
You just
charcoal.
Don't. Yeah, you just don't go down that road. You get charcoal the.
The old fashioned way.
Yeah, the old fashioned
way.
You
buy it from the store.
That's right.
If you have the right plugins, Iconomy, for instance.
Yes, you do all that.
You want coal? $5.
And let's see. Hey, here's one from Ron, who wants player triggered text messages. This would be awesome instead of having to put signs in the game.
Is this
sure.
R. Smalek?
This is.
Sweet.
He says, I would love to have a special pressure plate that would publish a colored text message into the player's chat window when stepped on.
Ooh, that's good.
These would be fantastic in adventure maps instead of signs. And I agree completely.
Oh, that's good.
That is pretty cool, yeah.
So, was it WorldGuard?
We had a plugin, that's right.
Yeah.
Right. No, it was some kind of like zones or something.
Yeah.
And basically you could set an area, and if someone walked into it, it would put a message up for them.
Yeah, it would trigger something.
Because we actually had it for the help center, for each of the items in the help center. If you walked up to it, it would give you a message and tell you what it was and tell you about it. So yeah, something exactly like that. I think that would be even better than having a plate to have to trigger it.
Yeah,
like a zone setting, like maybe an invisible plate.
Right.
And if they were touching each other, it would just make that zone bigger. You know, so if you wanted a big zone,
yeah
you can make interlock. Yeah, okay, I see what you mean.
Or maybe that's just your outer, so you could. Do like so you don't have to fill in every space, right? So if you want a 20x20, you just do it around the edge, and any space within there would
something like that. Yeah. Something complicated.
Don't you
like
love
that.
How I'm like, we got to figure this out exactly.
Yeah, we got to start coding this thing. Ah,
okay,
it's already out practically.
All right,
you want this next one, Eric?
Biome specific village styles.
I know how you love village styles, so let's hear about it.
This is from Toba Hawk. He says he thinks there should be different villages and different biomes. For example, Atlantis-like villages for ocean biomes, tree houses for jungle biomes, Eskimo villages for snow, and houses hanging off the sides of mountains for mountain biomes. I think that's pretty cool. What about deserts, though? You miss deserts. You got like a cool like sandstone type situation. You know, a lot of sand.
Adobes. Something like that. Yeah, no, I think that's a great idea. I think we'll eventually see it. I think with the amount of stuff they're doing with villages, that's just kind of a natural progression.
Yeah, that definitely would be coming. Specifically in 1.26, along with Stained Glass.
Stained Glass, yes. Yeah. And metal bottom boats.
That's right.
Definitely looking forward to Stained Glass. I think that'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be sweet.
And let's see. We got one here from Jay Watt. E. Is that how you say it? You think that's how you say it?
Jay Wattie. Jay Watt. E.
E.
So what?
And he or she, they together want legitimate. And if you want to know more about that, you can read about it in the... No, they want legitimately obtained chainmail armor, which is armor should spawn in dungeon chests, nether fortresses, and NPC villages. It could be a full set or a partial set. Chain is more resistant to certain damage, maybe. Like, that's their idea. Like explosions or endermen, and love the show. And we love you, both of you.
Excellent. Well, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. It's just stuff that you can only get by spawning, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. I mean, it's like sponges and stuff, you know? It's just like, I mean, it's probably hidden for a reason, right? I don't know. I mean, it's not balanced correctly or something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, like that's one question that I would like to ask Notch when he comes on the show, which I'm sure will be any day now.
Probably during 1.26.
Probably
along with those,
but I'd like
glass.
To ask him, why is chainmail in the game but not in the game?
Yeah,
I would have to say, yeah, probably a last minute change of heart because I don't remember which armor it was. Maybe it was iron or wood. It was somewhere, but did I just say wood, leather? The chainmail wasn't really that great at defense, so not much better than leather was, I don't think.
Yeah,
so it's just a waste of iron. Which yeah. is, I assume, what you... Or maybe, yeah. Or maybe you made it out of cobblestone, and they said, that just doesn't make sense.
Cobblestone.
That'd be kind of cool, cobble armor.
Would you cobble it together?
Maybe that's stupid. Maybe that's chainmail. Maybe that's how you make chainmail. I don't know.
Maybe
I'd say ditch the gold stuff and put the, you know, if we had
gold, it, you got the Afridi boots for all the EverQuest fans out there.
The what?
Afridi boots.
Afridi boots.
Yeah, they're yellow boots. Everybody loved them. The banana shoes.
Oh yeah.
As what's his name would say,
butter shoes.
Sea nanners.
Butter
oh, butter shoes, yeah.
Banana shoes. I like banana
shoes,
too.
I don't watch
his
stuff, so I don't know. Just kidding.
Banana shoes.
Kinda.
Okay.
Did you have any ideas for the game that you've always wanted to see, Sasha?
Wow. Honestly, the one thing I would have liked to see the most with multiplayer is that it was easier to have a game start up. Like, say I start up a single-player map, and I'm like, hey, this is cool, I'm making a town or whatever, and then I want a friend to join in. I don't want to have to, like, stop the game, start up a server, load the map, bring them in, make sure the plugins work, blah, blah, blah. Why can't they just jump in and play with you?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Funny, I think that is actually coming pretty soon. It's not in 1.26, but soon.
I think maybe this is some of the secret stuff that he can't tell us.
Yeah, I was supposed to tell you that. Sorry. Yeah.
No, but I think that's exactly what I would like to see, too. Because, I mean, we have that same issue here when we're trying to put maps together to play adventure style. Like, some of them are like, use this texture pack, use these plugins, use this and use that. And so every one, we've got to go in and make all these changes. Yeah. You know, turn mobs on, turn them off, turn them on in the game, like, multiple times. Like, it'd be so much easier if these were all just settings in the game itself. You click them, check what you want, and it starts up, and you tell people your IP, or it tells you your IP to tell people. Or you have a friends list where you just tell them to, hey, join my game, and it does.
Yeah.
Just like all that.
Adventure map. A couple of friends of mine and I were playing an adventure map last night. I don't think the guy designed the map with creepers in mind. They kept showing up and blowing up all his stuff. Eventually, you couldn't play it anymore because all the puzzles got destroyed.
Oh, yeah. That's so lame. I hate that. That happened with this.
What, you have to play that normal.
What map were you playing?
Oh, jeez. I don't. What was the name of it? I'm trying to remember. It has something to do with portals and scientists and the nether and cows.
I think that's Galil.
I wish I could remember the name of it. I'll hunt it.
Quest for
Galil.
Oh, let's see.
Sightings.
Oh my god, it's so intense.
There's a ton of sightings in here, and Eric and I are actually talking about it, that we kind of feel that people probably don't want to listen to us go on and on about videos that are just, you know, cool videos. Like, wouldn't they rather just have a link and go see it?
Yeah.
So we're not really going to do that. Like, if there's a really, really cool video that we've seen and we want to talk about, then we're going to talk about it and chat about it and stuff. But what we're going to do is tell you about a few of them and then put all the links in the show notes. So you'll definitely be able to hit all these cool links. And I guess we could start off with you, Sasha, if you have any videos that you've done recently that you'd like to tell people about to go see. And where they can go see him, that would be great. I mean, that's a great time for people to do that.
Well, there's the most recent Darkroom episode I just did where I covered a retro NES texture pack. That was pretty cool. Most of the videos I like aren't the ones I do. I could go look at other people's stuff. I think it's more interesting to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So go to the MC Spotlight channel and check out those videos. We have one here that was submitted by a Minecraft teacher, so we got to talk about it.
Joel.
Skate9Q. Am I saying that right?
Skatey9Q.
It seems like it would be some kind of elite name, right?
Yeah.
Say something. The creator of the awesome World Edit and World Guard mods brings another must-have tool for enriching your Minecraft experience. SK's launcher. This little beauty has a ton of features, including one-click installation of mod loader and non-mod loader mods, easy alteration of RAM usage, quick switching between Minecraft accounts, and game configurations, and jar file switching. This does sound really cool.
Now, that sounds like the Magic Launcher.
It's open source, too.
Okay. So that's cool. I'll have to check that one out.
It has an advantage over a Magic Launcher if everybody can tweak it.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Well, that's cool. I love launchers.
Yeah,
I mean, it makes mods and stuff so easy. Until, of course, the mod API support is in place.
Yeah. And here's
it
one.
It may still be compatible. Who knows?
Yeah, true.
Not saying anything official, by the way.
Not quite official. And here's the one you can play with your home Schrodinger's cat game. It's the Schrodinger's Ocelot. Someone's actually gone and done an experiment a la the Schrodinger's cat style, using ocelots, dispensers, harming potions, and a chicken who decides the ocelot's fate.
Excellent
so
experiment.
We'll link to this. And seriously, don't kill any cats. Like, I would feel bad if you killed your cat and, like, sent in a picture.
You mean, like, are you talking a real cat?
Yes, I'm talking a real cat, because I've been joking about it every once in a while on the show, and I, you know.
Yeah. Don't kill anything. Don't kill any...
Yeah, that's a good... Don't kill anything. And send us pictures of it, because we will feel bad.
Yeah. Right. Unless it's in-game. You know, I love seeing dead... Pictures of dead things
and
in games.
And that says a
it's,
lot about you.
It's kind of one of my favorite things to do is just look at dead pictures of things. So, okay, so what are we doing?
We got a lot of videos in here. Wireless Redstone, high-tech SMP, Pirate Chicken Wars. That one sounds pretty good. We'll link to all of these, of course.
Pirate Chicken
Every
Wars.
Pig Has Its Day and the Creeper Saga Ends. And last, we've got a mod called Dynamic Mazes, and this was made by Reaper, and it's going to add mazes to your world. There's a claim that no two mazes are the same. You believe that?
That's probably where the dynamic comes in.
You think so?
And dynamic mazes. That's just a guess.
But I mean, I guess they could put something in the code that said, you know, don't reuse whatever number they're using for their algorithm, right?
Yeah. Well, it's probably a random, like a seed that they choose to generate their random.
But just because it's random doesn't mean you'll never get the same one.
Well, that's the thing. They probably randomize the seed. So you probably could get the same thing twice.
No, just you like, could. Just if like, it's random, you could.
Just like the lottery, you know, it's just a small chance.
I mean, we're talking one in affinity, I think.
Yeah.
If you're talking about a seed, right? I mean, how big is that number? How many digits upper and lower can you have for a seed?
For a seed?
Is there a limit?
Is it 255 bits?
That's a pretty big limit, yeah.
So, yeah. It would be a lot, but theoretically, you could get a duplicate.
Yeah, you could.
And then, you know, you would have to go uninstall this mod and send that guy an email and say he's a liar.
Yeah.
Unless he put in code that said never use the same. All right, he could do that.
So it's like a server.
Keep track of it.
A server client based.
You know, keep track of the seeds it used and then never use. Do
a
random.
Very
and if
expensive
it got,
way to do a mod.
It does, right? It's like why would you ever do that?
Like an enterprise level Minecraft mod.
Well, so you could say that you would never get two of the same mazes.
Yes. So
because right now, I think you're lying. I'm going to call you out, man. I think you're lying. But anyway,
all right.
Probably gone too far with that one.
Okay, that was it.
No such thing as too far.
Yeah.
Hey, the pizza showed up. I hear a door knocking.
Oh.
How do we do this?
Who is it?
I'm confused.
Maybe they're just gonna knock forever.
They might just.
Hello. Hello.
Are we even gonna get in the chat room? Like.
I don't know.
Housekeeping.
That was you, Brent. I saw your mouth move.
Okay, well, that works. This is housekeeping.
It's too bad the housekeeper didn't show up and give us mints for our pillows.
Okay, so we've got to mention that there is no... Should I say it?
There is no cake.
There is no cake. It was a lie.
Yeah. Was that where you were getting at?
No,
getting at?
I was going to say there's no stained glass coming in 1, 2, 6.
Oh.
That was Astragali's evil April Fool's plan. So don't be mad at us. Be mad at Astragali. Let me look up his email real quick.
Yeah,
so.
And his home address.
You can.
So just to be clear.
That's just astragali@aol.com. Send him all your hate messages for fooling you.
So, yeah, So stained glass will not be in 1.2.6. It'll be in 1.2.7. So it was all just a big joke.
You're a big joke, Mr. Eric Fullerton.
I am.
But we still love you.
Okay. So.
April Fools, that's not really his email.
Wait, are we going to actually say his email on the show? No.
No.
That's not really a show.
No, that okay. wasn't.
No.
Okay, so.
Who uses AOL anymore? Come on.
I think it's.
I think it's astrogali at gmail.com.
Astrogali at thewhitehouse.gov. Okay, well, I guess that was it. Shout outs to In the Little Wood and Basher. I watched them playing some Minecraft streaming this week. Also, I watched Wolf21 beat the game. He fought the dragon. He did the whole thing legit on hardcore mode. It was very impressive.
Nice.
Congratulations, Wolf21. That was a good show.
Nice.
Awesome.
Well, and once again, thank you, Astrogali, for getting together our notes and stuff for the show. We appreciate that tremendously, and I will send you another Subway napkin. I swear. Or no, I shouldn't swear, because I might not.
Yeah.
One of those ones with the frilled edges on it.
Yeah. So, as always, be sure to go to youtube.deadworkers.com and like every video on there if you haven't yet. Every single one. There's only like a couple hundred. But just go down the list and hit like on everyone. Watch it. Be sure to go to minecraftforum.net and you can see everything that Sasha Varel is doing over there, as well as MC Spotlight. And we definitely appreciate you coming on the show and hope we didn't, cause too much pain in your ears.
No, not at all. It's been a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
Excellent.
And we'll try not to hassle you so much trying to, get our videos on the forum. But, he's the man who gets our videos on there. So big props and thank you for that.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I enjoy them a lot. It's a lot of fun.
Sweet.
And as always, you can call us at 256-812-1010. One day we'll actually listen to them and air them on the show. Go fill out the form on our website at theshaftpodcast.com. Give us iTunes reviews. Join the forums. Anything else, Eric? You got any last words?
They're asking about Wes quitting again.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't a lie. That's not April Fool's. Wes quit.
Yeah, he quit forever. So
yeah.
Go ahead and send him pictures of dead things if you'd like.
Yeah.
He's into that as well. It's kind of weird.
Just not pictures of... No, I was about to go too far.
You were about to go too far.
I self-policed myself.
Wow.
I'll tell you later what I was going to say.
Uh-oh. Okay. And go out there and kill the Ender Dragon. He needs some killing.
With your fists, like a man. You've been listening to The Shaft.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. I think, therefore, The Shaft.